When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fired up to get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our guy, Mr. Steve Buckhands. Dagger! What up, Buck?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great, man. And I appreciate you coming on. And I do want to sneak some Commanders talk in here. But when I texted you last night, I remember as a kid on Channel 5, they'd have these promos for the Twin Towers. And it was when Dikembe and Alonzo Mourning were playing for the Hoyas. And I remember you know, working those Georgetown games and then obviously the Wiz forever. I'm sure you knew Dikembe. Seeing him pass yesterday is just sad and just a reminder how precious life is. He's only 58, I think. What were your thoughts when you heard that news?
Well, I was sad, and I guess it was announced a couple of years ago that he had had a brain tumor, but, you know, you never really heard about his progress or any intimate details, so it was you know, a bit of a shock and surprising for me, and sad, like you said, because you know, I was fortunate to cover him when I was at Channel 5, and you know, he was at Georgetown with Alonzo, and that was, you know, they won the championship in 84. But he was, you know, with Alonzo later on. The championship obviously wasn't theirs, but just a nice guy, just an affable dude. You know, you don't meet many people like that. Mm-hmm. who make an impression upon you. But by covering him not only at Channel 5, but also doing the Georgetown games, because we were the Big East Network at the time, I got to know him pretty well, and then obviously in the NBA with Denver and Atlanta and the other teams he played for. So we got to be friendly, and he's one of those guys that you just liked because he was engaging. He had that big smile. He had that deep voice that was so recognizable. I mean, you knew instantly where you were and who he was and that kind of thing. And I love the guy. Everybody did. I don't know anybody that didn't like him. And he was just a fun guy to be around. And it was very sad to see him passing at, like you say, such an early age.
Did you know of any of that? I hadn't heard that anywhere about him having brain cancer or anything.
Well, that's the thing, Mitch. You know, I guess it was announced in 2022, a couple of years ago, but I didn't really hear much about it, and then since then you heard virtually nothing, like you said. I didn't know anybody down in Atlanta where he passed that could give me any kind of an update or anything. I'm sure the family kept it pretty pretty close to the vest. So I hadn't heard anything, and that's, I think, another reason why it was such a stunner to everybody. And then to find out that he was only 58, like you said, JP, life is precious. You don't know. It's the older you get, the more you realize it, and it becomes very fleeting, or can be. And you know, listen, I tell my friends, you don't think about mortality when you're young. You just don't think about it. But the older you get and you start losing your grandparents, then your parents, and then your friends, then you start thinking about it. So to go at 58 really was very sad. And I Mitch, I didn't know anything about the fact that, you know, the progression of this tumor that obviously developed cancer.
Mm-hmm. Buck, when you think about Dikembe, and you knew him as a really young man who had made just a tremendous transition from, you know, living in Africa to being a basketball player at Georgetown. When you knew him as a young man, did you think he would go on to become not just the hoops player? I think he was a four-time defensive player of the year, but that he would go on to have the kind of global impact of developing basketball in, you know, developing nations, kind of what he accomplished far beyond just the hardwood.
As a young man, JP, no, I did not, because obviously when he came to Georgetown, first of all, he didn't play a lot at first, and he really wasn't, you know, John Thompson recruited him to play basketball, and he didn't speak much English at all, and he learned it, but so you knew, obviously he seemed like a pretty bright kid, but you had no idea what he was going to go on to be, and I think that what he did in his latter years is equally, if not more important than what he did on the basketball court. I mean, as a basketball player, we all know what he was, and a great shot blocker and waving the finger and having fun and all of that stuff. But to do what he did, to go back to his native country and develop all this medical importance and hospitals and things of that name, that's who he was, really. And that's why his legacy and his name will just, you know, never be forgotten and will live forever. And he was that kind of a guy. He just, he wanted to help people, it seemed like. I mean, even just being around him, you could tell how friendly and affable he was. You know, I remember having a conversation with him because so many people, not necessarily mispronounce his name, but, you know, they knew his name was Dikembe Mutombo, but a lot of people call him Mutombo and all of that stuff. And it was really John Thompson was one of the only people that knew how to accurately say it. And I asked him about it, and he said, not only is it Mutombo, but he said, actually, where I grew up, they called me Mutombo. They didn't even call me Dikembe. They just called me Mutombo. And those kinds of things, you know, you don't hear about. And just the fact that he took the time to explain those things to me, he was just such an affable guy. And I love being around him. I think everybody did.
Oh, yeah. You said earlier, you can hear him when you walked in the room.
Yep, yeah. I mean, that voice.
And he had that laugh, man. Oof.
Oh, man, it was unbelievable. You just knew who he was, and you knew where you were, and just unmistakable dude.
Buck, I really wanted to just let you kind of educate folks on who Dikembe was. The lasting image for me, I remember when the Nuggets knocked off, was it the Sonics were the one seed and the Nuggets were the eight seed, and he was clenching the basketball laying on the ground. I think they beat him in five. That's kind of the lasting image I have of Dikembe, but I remember him at Georgetown and then various other places. What a life, what an impact, man.
Yeah, one of a kind guy. You know, there's obviously, we all know there's a lot of them in sports, and, you know, whether it's MJ or Muhammad Ali or LeBron or whoever you want to talk about, Jim Brown, he'll be on that list as people that you'll remember forever. But for me, not just for what he did as a basketball player, because he was a great player, but even more so for just the way he helped people and the way he helped his native people and the people of his country. That's, yeah, I think, more impressionable than anything else for me.
Totally.
A lot of people donate money, and a man built the whole hospital.
Yeah, man, and he went back there.
Right.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He didn't just give him money. He went back there. He was involved. So kudos to him for what a great life he had.
Absolutely. I love your unique perspective on all that, Buck. I'm going to ask, though, anyway. I'm going to try to segue this thing.
You're going to ask me about my undefeated James Madison Dukes football team?
I am not, but I was impressed when they hung 70 in Chapel Hill. I'll tell you that.
70 in Chapel Hill was just unbelievable, and then 63 the next week against a lesser team. But, yeah, the game in Chapel Hill was pretty stunning.
Landfill, remind me to bet the over in the next JMU. But, Buck, you've watched football in this town a long time. What do you think of Jaden Daniels?
He's remarkable. And I have this conversation, as you guys do, with all of my friends and everybody that wants to talk about it. I just hope he stays healthy. And maybe he's got a little something different than RG3 did. Maybe he knows better how to keep himself healthy.
He has a lot different than him, Buck. I can tell you that right off the bat.
Yeah, he seems to, Mitch. I agree. And but I'm so impressed by his poise, and you know, he seems to know when to get out of the pocket, even though he wants to be a pocket passer, and his accuracy is outrageous. I mean, this completion rate thing, where he's better than anybody in the history of the game after four games, is phenomenal. And he's got an arm, and he seems to be smart. And I'm watching him throw the other night, and he's every one of his passes, with the exception of maybe one or two, was seemed to be pinpoint. Don't you agree, Mitch?
Oh yeah, totally. I think he's playing so good. He got those other quarterbacks trying to catch up. Jared Goff had to go 18 of 18 last night.
right. Yeah.
Buck, we got a boogeyman. But
I think he's great, guys. I'm excited about the season, and if he can stay healthy, I think that they could be a good team for once for a long time.
I love it. Hey, Steve, thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate
sincerely.
You, brother.
Okay, guys, take care.
Bye, Buck.
That's Steve Buckhantz, the one and only Dagger.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.